You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, how are you doing today?
Not so bad, thank you. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. So let's start off with oil prices. So they were on a four-month low, but they're slightly recovering. What are you seeing happening there?
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting over the last few days, really. I think yesterday we had this OPEC rumours about stretching this output, these output cuts into the second half, but yet again having to wait for those non-OPEC members to do the same. I think oil is so political, it becomes hard to really make a trade one way or the other. But if you look at the technicals on it, we were playing around with that key 200-day moving average for such a long time, and we broke below there. But every time we broke below that level, we really did see quite a big move to the upside and quite a strong reaction to that. And it has still been playing around with that level for a little while. So it doesn't necessarily seem to like things too much lower than that that key area. And with talks of this OPEC cut being extended, if they get this agreement, then we could well be looking at some more of that upside within the oil price if it does trade around these levels and continue to bounce off of those. And I think just below that moving average, that 200 period moving average, we do have a long-term trend line on the weekly chart as well, which has been really holding anything up that drops down to those lower levels. So I think there is quite a lot of support at that downside that can help to push this higher, and especially with the rhetoric coming out the way it is. You've got this potential Saudi Aramco IPO, which obviously means the Saudis don't want this oil price too much lower than where it is, and they want to keep it in a stable place. So I think a lot of that points to not too much more in terms of negativity from there.
Isn't the problem that it's not about OPEC now, it's about the US, and the US is really giving us an oil glut rather than tightening supply?
Yeah, and of course that's the other worrying point, and that's the bit that really turns these points around. I mean, we've seen over the last few weeks some of these oil inventory numbers coming in massively away from expectations, and a lot of that, of course, going down to what's going on in the US and a lot of that oversupply there. And it almost seems with the oil price, once you get away from one problem or you try and solve one of these problems, like we've done with the OPEC cuts, then you have the other side with the US and the shale industry and all of the other problems that come with oil that can continuously yet again oversupply the market. So it doesn't look like the market necessarily really ever likes this above $50 at the moment. The price above $50 just doesn't seem sustainable. And even when we broke above it at the start, at back end of last year, start of this year, it just never seemed that sustainable above it. We've always dropped back below. And I think with the news stories and the fact that Saudi Arabia can deal with it around that in between that sort of 40 and $50 level, I think that almost sets it out as quite a safe range again. And we know that oil prices like to range. They kind of go in those $10 ranges. And I think this between sort of 40 and 50 at the moment does seem like a safe area for a lot of the big players, where they're quite happy for the oil price to be around there.
The dollar is influencing the oil price as well, much softer, but the euro knocking on 108 as well after the French election debate as well last night. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, euro-dollar is an interesting one, and because of this French election and what happened in the Dutch election previously, I think you've got this downside in the US dollar, which is happening ever since the what we're calling the dovish hike these days, which is really dragged on the US dollar. And with that in mind, you look towards what's going on euro dollar wise. The Dutch election really did put back a little bit of faith into how the French people will vote, and it's still looking clear that maybe Le Pen will win the first round of the election, but the second round will be quite easily won by Macron. And I think that, if you believe the polls, and we all know polls have caused us issues before, but if you look at the polls, that's going to be the plan. If you look at where we are in terms of euro dollar, we're moving up towards the highs for 2017, and there's key retracement levels within that come in bang at this high for 2017, which is around this 108 level. So it's a really important level up at those highs for 2017, and if we do get through there, then there's a lot more upside potentially to come, and especially if the rhetoric remains the same out of the US. And of course, Kashkari was speaking yesterday, talking about why he dissented on in terms of that rate hike at the meeting. And again, he was talking about inflation issues being a problem. So I think with that rhetoric the same and the way Europe's looking in terms of the election point of view, then we could be looking at, again, these levels being tested on that upside. But the issue is, after the election in Europe, you then have to focus, in France, you then have to focus on the actual issues which are still in there, which is obviously the ECB, the Greece situation, and all of the same problems which have plagued the Eurozone for pretty much 10 years now.
And finally, with the Article 50 most likely being triggered next week, what's that sort of adding to the mix when it comes to the euro and indeed the sterling?
Yeah, I mean, sterling's been an interesting mover over the last 24 hours or so. And it's interesting to see what do we really expect out of this when we finally trigger Article 50. I don't know if the markets kind of expect us to trigger Article 50 and then a whole big fanfare around it and a news flow comes in, we've got this deal, we've got that deal. It doesn't, obviously that's not going to be the case. The case is we've triggered Article 50, everything goes along exactly the same as it was previously until we get any sort of headlines around the deal. So I think it depends on what the markets are going to expect out of that in terms to see exactly how the pound moves. And it's interesting the way the pound has been moving, because it tends to move higher on the back of any kind of news flow, because it takes away the uncertainty. So there's so many unanswered questions around Brexit that we just don't know what's going to happen. And that uncertainty has been causing the downside. But whenever we hear, we've obviously heard over the last couple of weeks, more detail, we know when Article 50 is going to be triggered. We've heard more headlines from the Prime Minister about Brexit, what is going to happen, what isn't going to happen. And all of that settles down the nerves, and that's what's leading to the upside in the pound. Of course, that's being helped by downside in the dollar on the cable chart. But I think if you look at that, it's just about a point of taking out that uncertainty and that helping the markets higher.
Super, James. Thank you, James Hughes, there from GKFX.